Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlist you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in MMA and UFC and boxing. We got every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino. Get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head on to the website today and get in on the action. And check this out, guys. We've got an awesome promo code, BELIEVE, capital B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Wow, that's a lot of money. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Man of the year, man of the year, man of the year.
Welcome to the number one friendship podcast in the country. I'm Aaron Cairo.
I'm Matt Ritter.
And remember to go to manoftheyearpodcast.com to grab our merch and watch our episodes on YouTube. So, Matt, we get a lot of listeners, guys, who say they have buddies, they have friends, they live in their local area, but they don't really see them that often. Well, I'm just so busy and with work and family, and they try to convince us that that's okay. And it's not okay. You should be seeing and interacting with your friends if you're fortunate enough to have them. So I thought today we would talk about how often you should be seeing your friends, how often you should be interacting with your friends, how often you should be texting and calling with your friends. What do you think?
You got to get eyes on them.
So first things first, and we've talked about this before, and again, this is for guys whose friends live in their, you know, city. Why do you think that guys, you know, go so long without seeing their friends?
Well, there is a complacency about men and friendship in general that's our bigger issue, right? Just overall, the notion that men are fine with not having this active social life anymore at a certain age, which is crazy to us, right? We're like, we're trying to put our foot down and say, no, it's not acceptable. You need to have good social fitness, right? We talked about this before. Your physical fitness, you go to the gym, mental fitness, maybe you see a therapist, your social fitness. You have to have a circle of quality friends, and there has to be enough of them. You know, look, enough could be two or three, but there has to be enough that you're seeing and getting together with on a regular basis to really feel fulfilled. And study after study shows this. So there's a science to this. It helps increase your lifespan. But, you know, men, again, I'll go back to one of the original things we said. Men have sort of been sold this idea that if they got married, had a family, got a good job, got a good house, that they would be content. And that was fulfilling the circle of life. And it's missing a big piece. And I think they're starting to realize it. Now, as to why those same men who may have even realized it still don't do it, they don't have their priorities right.
Also, a lot of guys will say to me, yeah, I haven't seen my friends in months, or the guy's wife. Yeah, he never sees his friends, but he's fine with it. He's totally fine. He's cool. Yeah, but how do you know that? Maybe his life would be even better if he actually did see his friends. You can't really prove a negative like that.
Right. But we also know that's not true. I mean, we've been doing this pod for a year and a half, and since we started the pod, there were zero big news articles when we started. suddenly it's everywhere. Everywhere you look on social, everywhere you look in the news, all over the world, not even in the US, in the UK. They've got a department of loneliness in Japan. They have people that are coming to spend time with lonely people. The government funds this. It's just not healthy for you. And if you have friends and you're not seeing them, you got to reexamine what the benefit, like you said, what is the upside of not seeing your friends versus the downside? You're just missing out on a lot of good engagements that are healthy for you.
So we thought we would make this easy for you guys and come up with a rubric, a system, a Cairo, an algorithm to inform you of how often you should be talking to your friends. So what we came up with is text weekly, call monthly, hang quarterly. So messages or DMs every week, phone calls every month or once a month at least, and then IRL hanging out once a quarter. Now, I will say, Matt, I spent a while trying to come up with a good an acronym, and it didn't, these are hard because there's not a lot of vowels. So I got TWDM. It doesn't even spell a word. It's TW, text weekly, DM, which is dial monthly, and HQ, which is hang quarterly. TWDMHQ. It's not good.
I think we just go with TCS, text, call, see.
Text, call, see. TCS, text, call, see.
TCS, okay. like Jim Tan Laundry, GTL, text, call, see. Text, call, see.
TCS, okay. So the first step is texting weekly, and I will include like DMing if you know Instagram or whatever usually. To me, that feels almost, I mean, you generally text and message with your friends more than once a week, right?
Your regular core friends, yeah.
So do you think
your outer circle? Maybe not. So I think that's easy. I think that's the easiest part.
And for guys who, I think, are there guys who don't really text?
No, I think that's the part. I think that's the part, even guys who are really struggling that have friends that they're not seeing or calling, I think they're still doing that for the most part.
Okay. So let's say you have your buddies, they're in your same city. You don't really text them a lot. What's the best way to start this?
Well, I like your methods. I like you see an old photo come up on Facebook, a meme, put them on a group chat with somebody. As I've always said, for whatever reason, the one-on-one communication feels harder. And we now have a hack, which is like, put them on a text with two of your other buddies. And now you're re-engaged, because the longer that disengagement goes, the harder it is for whatever reason. And I think it's actually, what's the word I'm looking for? Where it's actually, it goes up at like an
exponential?
Exponential rate.
Yeah.
So like, if you don't talk to your friend for a week, fine. 2 weeks, it gets a little harder. A month, it's like 10 times harder to get back in. And then like, 6 months, it almost feels impossible, and it's not, but I know that feeling and I want to acknowledge that feeling. Like something happens internally where you're just like, it's going to be too weird if I, then you go, it feels like it's out of the blue, and you never want that.
You want to stay in the blue.
You want to be in the blue. You want to stay in the blue. You don't want to be blue. You want to be in the blue.
Right. So you don't want to be once in a blue moon. You don't want to be out of the blue. You want to be in the blue.
Right.
I thought of a great catchphrase. I've been meaning to tell you this. So, you know, one of the things that you've always complimented me for of one of my text skills is if someone in the group has good news, I'll share it to the group thread.
It's great.
You know, Matt,
I will compliment you again today. It's great. You are great at that.
So I'm calling it Be the Herald.
Be the Herald. That's good.
So you're announcing, you're sort of the town crier of yesteryear. Yeah. This doesn't have to be a big thing.
Hear ye, hear ye. Cairo got a promotion.
Because it makes the person feel good. Everybody chimes in with congratulations. It keeps everybody up to date.
Speaking of text, Cairo was appalled.
Oh, God.
That I had 69 unread texts the other day.
But how do you... No, I was appalled. And you go, how do I fix this? How do I change this? And I'm like, read them, you moron. It's just, I don't know how you live your life.
Very well, very happy, very pleasantly.
We should say that.
Some might say blissfully.
The funny, yeah, blissfully unaware, they call them.
If ignorance is bliss, my Luddite ways have served me very well.
So we have great Man of the Year merch. You can get it at Man of the Year podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing one of our hats. Matt texted me the other day. He goes, "What's the password for the merch store?" I give him the password. And I go, "Why?" And he's like, "I want to add some product." And I'm just like, "Matt, don't go tinkering in there.
He goes, "It'll be easier for me if you just tell me what you want."
Oh, man.
It's a lot for him, too. They're like, please don't touch any of the keys.
Yeah. Oh, God. And you didn't, because you weren't even there.
No, I wasn't there. It was easy.
So I like that. Stay in the blue. Share good news. Share old photos. Don't feel shy about texting your buddies. Yeah. I like the
week. Try to text to make plans, too, if that's the easiest way to do it. Like, text the date of a game or an event, yeah. Something like, hey, concert, something your friend's going to be excited about.
So I think it's to your point, Matt, text week. Sorry, you go. Oh.
Text to plan the call.
Oh, so, okay. So let's go down 1 second. So we're going to move on to call monthly, which I think is the most controversial of our rubric. Before we even get to that, you think you should, hey, you want to hop on a call.
So I did this twice with two people in our Plainview crew because we were texting and I missed one of their birthdays. And then the other one actually reached out to me and I wasn't around. So with both individually, I said, hey, I'm going to call you this weekend. So I put it on me.
Right.
I said, I'm going to call you this weekend. Let's find a time to actually catch up.
And did you?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now,
I think that solidifies it in a way that makes it easier. Now you're committed to the call. So now it's not out of the blue, right? So you take off the pressure. I think the pressure is on the out of the blue call.
But are you really, I wonder if this call monthly rubric is, I don't speak to our friends on the phone once a month.
Well, people who live in your city you're talking about.
I don't know that I talk to anybody on the phone. Well, a handful of people, yes.
Yeah. Right. I think we're talking about for that handful. I think for that handful. They have to stay in your once a month. Right.
Yeah.
Two different things. I was talking about setting up a call with somebody I hadn't seen in a while who doesn't even live in our city.
Oh,
but
okay.
I would say you can use the text to set that up so it doesn't feel as awkward. But yes, a little bit different than, hey, how do I stay on track with calling people who live in my city I want them to stay in my circle of friends.
Right. Cause these are, guys are famously not big phone talkers.
Right.
And is it realistic? I'm saying for them to have a phone call once a month with a buddy.
Well, we know we have a problem and we're asking our listeners are coming here cause they want to do better. So I do think so. I think everybody who's listening to this podcast, feels there are some ways they can improve. Maybe they're already doing this and we're just reinforcing good behavior and you guys are great and you're modeling good behavior for others. But maybe there are a lot of people that have been thinking about this and going, well, I sort of talked to them ish enough, or maybe I'm a little short, but I think we're just giving them guidelines. I'm not saying, hey, if you don't do this, you're a failure, but let's go with this as a guideline because to me, it feels pretty safe. Like we're not, again, our pod is like not about you doing stuff that's so Herculean, like some major task. Like if you have a circle of four guys that you hang out with, and by the way, women listen too, same with women, but I think they just don't necessarily have this particular struggle, which is like picking up the phone. I think once a month isn't so crazy.
What was that word you tried to use?
What?
About something being a daunting task?
Oh, Herculean.
Herculean.
Herculean. Herculean? Herculean.
I think we have to go to the videotape there, but I don't think it's Herculean. I think it's Herculean.
Yeah, we gotta look that up. We gotta double check. We'll have Bombay Claire make fun of me for that.
But I mean, you know who talks on the phone? My dad. He talks on the phone every day to his buddies.
Good for him. He's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing great. So I think also that guys will think that they're not going to enjoy these catch-up conversations. By the way, 5 minutes is okay? 10 minutes?
No, but I don't think that's true. I don't think they don't think you're going to enjoy it. I don't think that's true. I think they know they'll enjoy it.
Yeah, but Matt, you have to admit you're very chatty.
Yeah.
That's your
thing. You're wrong. You're 100% wrong on this. I think most men know they will enjoy when they catch up with their close friends on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair. I mean, listen, I guess we should encourage people to try it.
It's not even try it. They've done it before. They know that when they talk to their friends, it's enjoyable. They know that a 5-minute call with their friends is going to be positive for them. So we're telling you, do it once a month. This is just for your inner circle. Like,
right.
You've got three friends. Make sure you've talked to every one of those three guys on the phone once a month.
And even though I wouldn't want to be on the other end of this, do it on your commute.
Right. Do it at a convenient time. Do it when you're.
Now it's inconvenient for everybody else, but what do you care about that? Call it the Matt Ritter rule. Okay, so then the big one, the big guy, hangs quarterly, which if I can, you know, take the temperature of our listeners, not a lot of them are doing, and that's really what I would like to improve.
It's hard, right? We've gotten to this world now where nobody has a third place, nobody has a second place, they're working from home, they've got families, they've got kids, children stuff to do. They've got they think they have limited time. That's where they start with. They start with this sort of myth that there's no time for their friends, which isn't true because everybody else figures out, a lot of other people figure out how to do it who are just as busy as you are. So let's just dispel the myth that you don't have time. Let's just dispel that because you can make the time if you really want to see this person. And I think what we're saying is you do really want to see this person because it's your good friend and your life and your health would be benefited by seeing your friends IRL.
And we should also just say, yes, the texting every week is good. Yes, the calls every month is good. Nothing is ever going to be the same as IRL.
No.
Okay. So as we know, I'm a planning savant. So I want to give some best practices to how do you make this minimum quarterly IRL happen. Number one, the whole basis of the podcast, make this a recurring hang. The third Thursday of every third month, we get drinks. It's in the calendar. It happens every 3 months. There's no debate about it. It's already there. A recurring tradition doesn't have to be a trophy like we do. It could be low key. Number two, if you're not going to be recurring, I still want you to plan it in advance. Okay. The week before, if you're married with kids, is not far enough. Matt, sometimes I don't want to say we butt heads. We have a little bit of disagreement. I'm like, months in advance is fine with me. Maybe that's too far, but like, what's the downside?
Depends on what it is. If it's a lower key thing, that's hard to do.
No, but remember we got into this discussion. Why is it harder?
Well, just things pop up, you know, I don't want to, you know, but I think you're right. Planning is always better. Planning is always better.
If it's too, like if it's, you know, this is probably going to hear this in June. Do you want to make a plan for September or August? Like there's no downside of putting in the calendar.
No, you're right. You're right.
Third thing is build consensus and loop people in. So again, in this moment, we're speaking to men, but we could be speaking to women, same sex partners, whatever. Let the partner know if you're friendly with the partner, if you see the partner, hey, you know, we're doing X on this day, just so everybody's involved. Not every partner is great about communicating to their spouse. Oh, I made plans with Jim. So make sure everyone's involved. By the way, as we know, Matt, the partner wants their husband to hang out. So like
off the couch.
Get the hell out of here. And then I think you'd agree that like a potpourri of configurations, one-on-one with your buddy, boys night, families, couples dinner. Like unless you're saying a quarterly bro to bro only is what you want.
No, I like what you're saying. I think you're giving yourself the optionality and less pressure to go, okay, it doesn't mean you have to go to a game with this guy every quarter. You know, it doesn't mean you have to take a trip with him. It just eye to eye, see him, just get some, as I said, get eyes on him, get eyes on him.
Ooh, there was a configuration I was been dying to ask you about. which is that something that I'm looking forward to doing. How often have you done dude with child, dude with child? So no wives.
I'm not sure I've done one yet.
Really? I mean, I guess
I went for a coffee walk with a new friend in the neighborhood, but he didn't bring his daughter.
Okay.
7:30 a.m.
I'm surprised. So you haven't hung out with like Fireball Adam or Jeff or anybody with you, just you and him and the kid.
No, I don't know why that hasn't happened. I want to ask you a configuration question. I took a mentor to lunch in Santa Monica at like a kind of a high end place. And I sat, it was a four top and I sat next to him instead of across from him. Is that weird?
Well, remember we talked about this a few months ago. Well, first of all, how did it play out?
Played out fine, but I was like, shit, did I just like sit in the wrong seat?
Why did you do that?
Because it was too formal. Like it felt too formal to sit across from him at this like really formal place.
Big table?
Yeah. The table was a little too big. It was a big square.
In that situation, especially you and I, who are pretty good conversationalists, I prefer the straight ahead because I don't like turning.
Yeah. Right. I know. I felt like
also then aren't you, and also you're a lefty. So were you on his right or were you
on his? No, I was on his left. So it was a good spot for the cutting of the fork. Okay.
It is funny. I did have lunch with my attorney once and it was so far away from him. I'm like, am I screaming?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, cause we weren't in a booth. If we were in a booth, it would be obviously straight across, you know, like obviously, but we were just at this foretop and I just sat down there and I was like, oh shit, I'm in the wrong seat.
Can you see in the next few months, Matt, if you can try a dude and kid hang and report back?
Yeah. Well, actually I think, very easy for my, I could do it with my neighbor. I could do it with a couple of other people in the neighborhood. Do it with Londi. We do a dad hang. I wanted to talk about that, what you said too, which is, you know, it could be with a different formation. It can be anything. It can be the morning coffee with another guy in the neighborhood. But I also think we're missing one piece that we haven't discussed yet. It gives you something to look forward to. I think for people that are struggling with loneliness and friendship and just want it to be a little bit better, having something to look forward to with a friend, it's exciting. I don't know. Even if I just have like a coffee in the morning in my calendar the next day with somebody I want to see, a friend or anything, you know? If I have a game that I'm going to in a week, like that whole week, I'm kind of excited. Like I'm giddy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, even if it's pretty far in advance, it's there, it's on the calendar. So that's a really, really good point. Should we take a listener question?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll be right.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Starbucks iced apple crisp oat milk shaken espresso, made with blonde espresso, creamy oat milk, and spiced apple flavors. It's an icy crisp sip you can enjoy all autumn long. Order ahead on the Starbucks app.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back. All right, this is asking for our friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram and we will answer it on the show. It's Man of the Year podcast on Instagram. So Matt, this actually came to me in person.
Whoa, IRL questions.
IRL question. And I hate to admit this, and I say it every time. Oof, when I got it, I was like, I wish Matt was here because, you know, Sergeant Black and White needs Captain Nuance. So I was at a little party with our friends and Kojo and Daisy and Nick. And there was a couple there that I had never met. Really nice young couple. I think they have a kid. They recently moved from LA proper to Redondo Beach.
Mm.
For our non-California listeners, what is that? Like an hour away, something like that?
Yeah, it's a good hour.
Yeah, but you're kind of outside the scope of like mainstream LA. You're in a beach town.
It's South Bay. It's its own region. It's its own culture. Yeah. It's its own circles.
And they, I don't know that we had ever gotten this question before. They were like, because I was with both of them. They're like, we're trying to make couple friends. Neither of us have any friends. We're trying to make friends together. And we're struggling. And I went through all of our stuff. I said, first of all, friends of friends, like, have you, you didn't move that far. Did you ask your friends if they have friends? And they were like, yeah, we asked around. No one's like really in Redondo. They're in other places. Someone chimed in and was like, oh, I know people in Redondo. So I was like,
great.
Talk to them. I asked them about their third places. Like, where are you going? And they're like, there's a big bourbon scene. So they've been like going to bars, but they haven't really connected with anyone. I did say, Matt, that the second part of the third place strategy is you need to go at the same time every week or every month. So you see the same people. So that that was a tip they that was helpful for them. I said, by the way, at this point, I'm like, Matt's so proud of me. I'm like, neighbors, what about your neighbors? And they said, there's a someone across the street with a girl around the same age. The girls like hit it off immediately. But the neighbor wasn't really looking to be anything more than neighbors.
Right. And you have to accept that. Yeah. Some people are not in friend-making mode. They have to be in friend-making mode.
And by the way, sometimes, and I think we talked about in our neighbor episode, sometimes it's good just to have a neighbor, a friendly neighbor. Yeah. And then last but not least, they have met a couple people, but like the couple were like not that into them. Like these are not the people for me. So they kind of are... Say that again.
I said, have some thoughts there. Go on.
Yeah. So they were kind of like, we have been out in the, and about, and they are like telegenic. I mean, they are like gregarious.
It's such a Hollywood way of thinking of a couple. They're very telegenic. So they should have no problem making friends. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
See them on a commercial.
And the last thing before I let you weigh in, because I'm curious, I was like, I don't know that I would think of it like you need to make a couple friend. Like you guys can make friends separately. Those people will have a partner or those people know people. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. So what do you think?
So that was my first thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I would call it divide and conquer, but it's not even true because organically, that's generally how most of our couple friends have been made lately. Since having the kid, it's like a lot of them have been from Jesse's mommy and me things.
Right.
You know, or I came to a few of the baby and me, they call it now, because the dads are coming. So they call it baby and me. It's no more mommy and me.
Wow. 2024, they finally moved it to baby and me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I made friends with somebody in the neighborhood through a combination of seeing him at baby and me and seeing him in Larchmont in my neighborhood. And so then we decided to do a coffee date. And then post coffee date, we put the wives on a text because they've met, but like don't really know each other. And so now we're like a couple friends. And I think just that's just a lot of it. I mean, if I had to like put a number on it, I'd say a lot of it is first through the wife. Unfortunately, that's just how it goes now. But we've always said on the pod, we don't want you to just rely on that because we want you to feel that you have an active role in the friends that you choose. But generally your wife, you know, is a pretty good vetter of who you're. It's like friends of friends, but even better. You know, if your wife likes the person generally, it'll probably be a good couple for you. So that's one, divide and conquer. I think you're nailed it on that. Two is take it easy. Take it easy. Be patient. These things don't happen overnight. And in the same sentence, they said things that are funny to me. One, they said that person didn't seem like they were in friend-making mode, the neighbor. And then they said they found these other people weren't quite for them. Mm. So the neighbor might have felt the same way about them. Mm. It's fine. But if you're going to, you know, be that sort of not giving somebody a chance, this is how it goes on both ways, right? So I think on some level, you might not know yet whether the neighbor wants to be your friend or whether you are going to end up being friends with the neighbor. Give it time, because the neighbor is going to be there a long time. So let that be a slow build.
The other interesting I wanted to get your take on, I don't know if we've talked about this. They were also like Redondo Beach, you know, the vibe of the people isn't quite their vibe.
Are they not surfer laid back types?
Which, by the way, we're making assumptions. Is that what Redondo Beach is? I think so.
Yeah.
All those beaches.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty specific kind of like, you know, you there's obviously cities and towns that like have a personality.
Yeah, I don't know what that, like, to be honest, I don't really know that whole like beach area vibe, what that, yeah, I don't really know like, what the stereotypes are other than the ones I just spouted.
Yeah. And let's just say those are it, you know, laid back, riding his longboard to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever, just maybe a little conservative. I don't really know. But like, what do you do when like you've moved to a place where it's like the vibes are off?
Right. So I don't agree with that. So I've always disagreed with people who say, man, this city sucks. There's no cool people. There's no good people. This, and you're like, whoa, so there's a million people in the city and there aren't three good folks that you could be friends with? Maybe point that arrow towards yourself. So even if overall you're in the minority of, you know, in terms of personality or interest, or whatever, every city has these days, 2024, I guarantee you there are people into whatever they're into. So if it's an interest-based thing, go seek out the interest-based things that you're more into, right? I mean, it's like, is there a playhouse in Redondo? I bet there is. Is there a comedy club? I know there is. There's the Comedy and Magic down there. So is it sports? There's plenty of sports. There's plenty of non-beach sports too. You know, there's basketball, there's, you know, CrossFit, there's all of it. So if it's that thing that you're telling yourself, you got to just, I always tell people like, okay, let's not do that. Let's not start laying blame on anybody, even on yourself. Like, let's just say, okay, what I've seen so far of Redondo, it's not as full of like everybody there isn't like necessarily what we're used to in our other city. Right. And that's life. So I think you got to work with that and go, you know what, when you do find people, you know, you might have a quicker bond in some ways with people that are like, oh, we found our people in a city that isn't all our people.
What do you think about, let's say the woman meets a woman and she seems great and she has a partner. Do they do a double without ever, if she's never even met the girl's husband, like she can't even vet him.
Yeah, you can do that. I've done that.
Blind couple date.
I did that. Well, I've done that with the Mommy and Me stuff because they make friends typically first and then right. They hang out and then they're like, all right, we're getting dinner with the husbands. We're getting the husbands together. So we did that and we made friends. And then I've made friends of friends through that Baby and Me meetup with other guys through that friend.
You know, it strikes me as like you have a good friend circle. Where are these extra friends going to fit?
So you're asking, if you have a good friend circle and you make a new friend, do they have to fit in with that circle, or do you have to make room for them, or do you have a separate circle with them? Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm more saying like, how do you even have time to see a whole new group of friends?
Well, again, you know, seeing new friends, you know, when I say like new parent friends, I'm not seeing them that much.
Right.
But I have a good feeling about them.
Yeah.
And maybe in the next phase, when if we're in school together, look, I think your circles end up narrowing, not expanding in terms of like the amount of time you spend.
Right.
Which is why we're saying, hey, get eyes on the friends that you actually want to spend time with.
I'm getting narrowed out as we speak.
No, it just gets look, but I think friends that are lifelong friends, you always go through times where you're spending more time with them or less time with them. Certainly.
I have tenure.
Yeah. You've been tenured in, but back to this question of like, hey, what do they do? I mean, I think, you know, they both have to just live their lives in a way that follows the idea of, hey, we're being open to friendship. Right. So everything that you said is true, but take away the judgment on, you know, give people more of a chance. If you're moved into a new city and you went on one, whatever, dinner date with a couple and they weren't necessarily totally your vibe, maybe just because they surf, there are other deeper qualities that, again, I sometimes go, okay, interest-based can sometimes be the whole friendship, or it could be the foundation, or it could just be the spark to get into the deeper stuff. And so by that same token, somebody who doesn't share your surfing passion can also be a good lifelong friend.
I did also pitch one of our tenants, which is passion first and pals will follow, that just do something that you like doing, you know, volleyball or surfing or whatever your interests are. And then, you know, you're going to be your best self in that moment. And then you meet people when you're giving out good vibes.
Yeah. And you say vibes a lot and say bra a lot. And like,
I will say they both work from home, which is just like this 2020. This is just probably the new normal for the rest of our existence.
No, I think yes and no. I do think a lot of people are now finding doesn't work for their social fitness and they're feeling isolated and lonely. So a lot of people are now currently trying to figure out a lot more of the WeWorks or even just renting office space.
Well, because I keep seeing these articles that like CEO wants employees to come back, revolt happens.
Yeah. I want to give we'll do it on our shout outs. Cause I'll give a shout out to somebody that's doing something cool with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So do we answer this question?
I think so.
Okay. Guys, let us know how your Redondo Beach friend make, by the way, if you live in Redondo Beach and you want to meet two cool people with a cool daughter, let us know. We'll connect you. I think you guys should be friends.
You didn't hype them up enough though. You kind of just said they were, you know, you met them.
They're great. I don't know if they, you know, want their privacy protected. And I just slagged off all of Redondo Beach. But yeah, they seem like a good couple. So that was asking for a friend. If you have a friendship question or ethical dilemma, send it to us on Instagram, Man of the Year Podcast, and we will answer it on the show. Matt, what did we learn today? Oh, you want to do some shouts?
You want to do it before that? Sure.
Sure.
I wanted to give a shout out to Jesse's really good friend, Becca, and her husband, Greg, who built their own. They bought a building and they built their own co-working space in a suburb in Ossining, New York. And it's booming. Business is booming. There's a lot of young parents. And like what you were talking about, like they're all working from home and like, it's just not working for people and they don't want to commute, you know, to the city. And so now a lot of these like co-working spaces are popping up that aren't like big branded companies. There's a lot of like more mom and poppy ones. Mm. And so I think that's great that they're doing that. And, you know, they really found a niche that I think is going to be big.
What's it called?
I don't know. I got to look it up. Damn it.
I love that. I still struggle with, you know, sitting at a communal desk, which I guess is the whole point of it. And like hearing other people's conversations, I guess you move into a quiet room or something when you take a call, but
it's called Riverworks.
Riverworks. Okay, great. Love that. Matt, I'm just going to tee you up. I think maybe you should shout me out.
Kiro, have I been nice enough to you today? It is your birthday.
Oh, it is my birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
45.
How does it feel?
It feels like a big number that doesn't match how I feel inside look outside.
We're children. I have a child. We can't be children anymore. No, you look good. You look good. I wouldn't have guessed 45.
We were on the cover of our alumni magazine earlier this year. And the episode before us, there was a guy on the cover who was only a year or two older than us. So he's like 46 maybe. And I mean, I don't want to be dissing him, but he looks 100 years old. He looks like he's our dad. So that made me feel a little better.
Yeah, that did. Actually, that did. I actually put those covers side by side. I laid them out on the counter to feel young.
The other thing is that, you know, we've talked in the past about your inability to grow a beard jokingly. The one downside of being able to grow a beard is that I'm going gray in the beard, and that's really the giveaway.
A little gray that's beard.
If you're watching this on YouTube, I'm keeping my beard short from the rest of my life, because the longer it gets real gray.
You know what? That's part of life, man. You look good. You're feeling good. Yeah. You're crushing it.
Well, because I got good friends. That's really all that matters.
There you go.
So what did we learn today?
Got to get eyes on them. Got to get eyes on them.
TCS, text, call, see. It's important that you're interacting both virtually and in person with your friends. Just having friends is not enough unless you're activating that friendship.
Need something to look forward to.
You need something to look forward to. I love that. I love it. And that's our show. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Hey, Matt, love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with the movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.